Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this one brought to you by Irish pianist and composer John Field. Born in Dublin in 1782, but who spent much of his adult life in Russia. A fascinating composer whose music and piano playing impressed and influenced the likes of Chopin, Schumann, and Liszt. Here's a bit more of his piano sonata number 4 in B major, the music you heard at the beginning, with pianist Benjamin Frith. John Field was born in Dublin, the son of a theater violinist. He gave his first piano recital at the age of 10 while still living in Dublin. Shortly thereafter, his family moved to Bath and then to London, where his father had a job in the Haymarket Theater Orchestra. In 1795, the by then very famous composer Joseph Haydn heard John Field play. Haydn was clearly impressed, writing in his diary, "Field is a young boy who plays the pianoforte extremely well." During his London years, John Field studied with Muzio Clementi, who was a fine pianist and composer, but was also much respected as a teacher, a piano builder, as well as being a canny businessman. When John Field's seven-year apprenticeship with Clementi came to an end, Clementi decided to take the lad along on a business trip to Paris and Vienna, making sure he was introduced to all of the important musicians along the way. It was this extended trip that brought John Field to Russia, where he was to live for the next quarter century. Music by John Field. During his years in Russia, John Field gained a reputation as a fine pianist with a fine technique, but even more notable for his beautiful singing tone. And Field took advantage of this ability when he composed his own piano music, because he was, of course, composing piano music for himself to play. For example, in his Piano Concerto No. 2 in A flat major, while it is plenty difficult to play, what strikes me most is the sense of elegance and melody. Beautiful music that can be enjoyed over and over. Through much of his early career, John Field supplemented his performing income by working as a piano demonstrator. In other words, he would help sell pianos by playing them. During his apprenticeship years, this was part of the work he did for his teacher, Muzio Clementi. Clementi was a skilled inventor and piano builder, and he made many improvements to how pianos were made. And of course, nothing makes an instrument sound so good as having an exceptional musician playing it. Music by John Field, performed by pianist Benjamin Frith. Frith is a British pianist who has been exceedingly good from a very young age. I could tell you about all the competitions he's won or give you a list of the great orchestras he's performed with, and that would be true. I could even tell you about his numerous Naxos recordings, all of which are worth hearing. But I think I'd rather tell you that I love the way he plays this music. That to me, his singing tone captures John Field's music perfectly. When I hear Frith playing this music, I stop whatever I'm doing and just listen. And those few minutes always seem like the best part of my day. Thank you. In 1831, John Field returned to London to seek medical help for cancer. After a period of recuperation, and you have to remember that in 1831, cancer treatment was no easy matter, he set out on a concert tour that took him from London to Paris, Belgium, Italy, Switzerland, and Vienna, before eventually returning to Moscow in 1835. It was there that his hard-charging lifestyle finally caught up with him. He died on the 23rd of January, 1837. All of the music in this podcast was composed by John Field, a composer and pianist whose hard life eventually caught up with him, but who left to posterity a string of musical jewels for all of us to enjoy. Besides pianist Benjamin Frith, this recording features two orchestras and two conductors, the Northern Symphonia, conducted by David Halsom, and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Magrelia. And fine musicians they all are, though this recording is most of all a tribute to John Field. That's all for this podcast. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.